Good morning. Coming up on 7:40 here on the Mighty 690. It is the first of the month, February 1st, and the first Thursday of the month. It just happens to be. So we are joined now by Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library. Good morning, Lois. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And you?
Doing great. Great to have you here.
Good. Well, happy February, everyone. Tomorrow, February the 2nd, is Groundhog Day. If it's a clear and sunny day and he sees his shadow, he will retreat back into his little house and we will have 6 more weeks of winter weather. If it's a cloudy day and he doesn't see his shadow, then spring is right around the corner. Let's hope he doesn't see his shadow.
Yeah.
I'm ready for spring, aren't you?
No, I am very ready for spring.
Well, we've had a little taste of it, so let's just keep it up.
Yes.
Well, this month's bookcase display is honoring Black History Month. Come in and see all the books and movies to check out. We will be closed Monday, February the 19th for President's Day. Our adult classes are Wednesday, February the 7th, is the embroidery class at 3 o'clock in the adult library. Wednesday, February 14th, a painting class at 3 o'clock in the community room. Wednesday, February 21st, will be a pen craft at 4 o'clock in the community room. Every Wednesday at 10, we have a special story time and crafts for the children. Also, Saturday, February the 24th, at 11 in the community room, we will have the Coffeyville Friends of Animals here featuring a dog or a cat for the children to interact with. A special story will be read. The teen activities are Friday, February 9th, Dungeons & Dragons role-playing games are from 4 to 7 in the community room. Friday, February 23rd, will be a trading game cards from 4 to 7. Another service that the library has been doing for quite some time is the third Thursday of every month, we have someone from the library take selected books to the assisted living complexes in Coffeyville. I am now the someone who is taking the books to the residents, many of whom have special requests in books and movies. We have large print type of books for them to make it easy to read. This opportunity to visit the residents is a win-win situation. They like to visit with us as we like to visit with them. The time every third Thursday is from 1 to 2 o'clock or so. Today's book review is from the children's side of the library. The title is Little Leaders, Bold Women in Black History by Vashti Harrison. Meet the little leaders. They're brave, they're bold, they change the world. This book is featuring 40 trailblazing black women in American history. Little Leaders educates and inspires as it relates true stories of breaking boundaries and achieving beyond expectations. Irresistible illustrations bring to life both iconic and lesser-known female figures of black history, such as abolitionist Sojourner Truth, chemist Alice Ball, pilot Bessie Coleman, poet Gwendolyn Brooks, mathematician Katherine Johnson, and activist Angela Davis, and filmmaker Julie Dash. This is, again, found in the children's side, and it is in the nonfiction, and you can see on the spine it has a J for juvenile, and the call letters are 92072Harrison, because that's the last name of the author. So you might want to check that out. And today's poem is from a young person from Geneso, New York. I just happened to find this on the internet, and she gave her permission to read it if we acknowledge her name. The poem is I Dream of World Peace by Eleni Caripidis, Caripidis. I dream of world peace, where all beings can live a life of ease, a world where there is no difference between the rich or poor, life being pleasant forevermore. I dream of world kindness, where no one is heartless, a world where humans and nature can be together, no harm, no enemies with one another. I dream of world happiness, where there is no jealousy or selfishness, a world where greatness exists, where there's no fights, no risks. I dream of world love where we would fly in the sky like doves, together forever sharing our lives, being happy and loving like dolphins that dive. I dream of no world hunger where everyone could have food for even the ones younger. I world a plenty to share, keeping the hunger out and showing care. I dream of a life with no more needs, where one day things that we dream would truly become seeds, where a new day will grow with no regret, no sorrow. I dream of world peace, where there will be a day we can relax by the trees, a world where the sun always shines and the days go on forever, with no worries, no wars, no harm, no bad lives ever. And this poem got selected to be presented at the Geneseo College in April 2015. So I thought that was a very special poem, and I wanted to celebrate her work.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay, moving right along. Well, we acknowledged her as the author, and that's it for February. Stay safe, drive careful, and remember to be kind to everyone. See you in March.
Okay, very good. Well, Lois, we always love and look forward to your updates, and lots of great things happening over at the Coffeyville Public Library, and hope folks, maybe if they haven't been in a while, can stop by and see you.
Sure.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Lois. Look forward to having you on again next month.
Sounds great.
It's Lois Hendricks.
Then.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library here on the Mighty 690. And we do have much to come, a little bit of programming from K-State Research and Extension. And next, we'll be talking with folks from Coffeyville's Reawakening. That's on the way here on KGGF.